Chazok einodim choisim al hashtar elim ken nasa begodol. There's such a chazok that eidim don't sign an hashtar unless it was written begodol. Unless they're a godol. In other words, a shtar is an important thing. Like you have before, it's nech redusim abezdin. People don't write and sign an hashtar unless they're gedolim. But there's also a svara, you check it out to make sure that the eidim that signed are kshevim. So therefore, the Rameya svara is the strong chazokah. So even though there's a svara of a miguria, that they have a peshas, a peshitter, Rameya could hold the svara, the migu is not strong enough to negate the chazokah. There's a chazokah to say not to believe them. There's a chazokah to say they weren't ketanim. There's a chazokah to say they weren't psuliatis, because the malva checks it out carefully to make sure he doesn't get post-laden. Or a ketanim also, everybody knows that Bezdin doesn't let whoever makes up the shtar, everybody knows you don't let a cotton sign. So if you're telling us now you were a cotton, it's okay, we understand Rav Meir why we don't believe you. It's connected to chazokah. But the kasher is, Ela anusim my taima. But when the Eidim come and tell us now, Toich Rediba, right away. Right after they say, this is our ksav, this is our signature, they say right away, but you should know, we were forced to write up the shtar for our life. So why should we believe them? There's a peshos, a peshitta. If they wanted a lie, they could have kept quiet. And now they're telling us a fact happened, that Reuven forced him for his life to write the shtar. So why shouldn't we believe these Eidim to say the shtar is no good? How could Rameya say, even in this case, the shtar is good? So my time, what's the reason of Rameya? Some Rav Chizda, Ksav Rabbi Meir. Rameya holds like this. Ksav Rabbi Meir, Eidim She'omru, Lehem Chasayim Sheker. Rameya holds that if a person comes to Eidim and tells the Eidim, I want you to sign the full shtar, the Alta Orgu, and then I won't kill you. Because Reuven comes with a gun. He comes with a gun to these two Eidim and says, tells them, if you write me up and sign me a full shtar, I won't kill you. So you want to tell me Yehorgu, the Yal Yechos Mosheker? Like you want to tell me who Rameya holds? This is the Avamina, that Atayr Meya Tak holds that you are supposed to let yourself be killed and not sign in a Chanami. So in other words, it's called Meir Rameya holds, it's called you doing a Rishis. It's called you did something you weren't supposed to do. As in such a case, you attack are supposed to let yourself be killed and don't sign false. That's such a Havamina. Maybe that's the Svara of Rameya. Even though the Gemara says right away, but it's not true. Omalei Rava, Rava says back, is that true? Hashto, let's think. If this person would have come to Bezdin and asked Bezdin the Shaila, he would have asked Bezdin, what should I do? Listen, Bezdin, Reuven is here with a gun, he wants to kill me, unless I write up a full shtar. So I'll ask Bezdin, what should I do? As I'm reading Lu, for sure Bezdin will tell this Reuven, Zilu Chasumu, go sign the full shtar, write up a full shtar. And don't let yourself be killed. Why? The Yom Amar, we know the famous Gemara, that Ein Lecha Dover Shoyme, Bifnei Pekuach Nefesh, there's nothing there that's supposed to make a person kill himself, or let himself be killed, like for any Aveira that a guy wants you to do, or if you have to do it to save your life, you're allowed to do the Aveira and save your life. The only thing you're not allowed to do to save your life is, Elo Avodas Kechovim, if the guy forces you to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, or will kill you, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. First, the Gila Arayis, they want to take a man and force a man to live with a lady, so you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do it. Or Shvichas Damin, if the Goyim say, if you don't kill another Jew, we'll kill you, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. You don't have a right to kill somebody else. Bilvad, only these three cases. But any other case, like over here, if this person would ask Bezdin, what should I do? That someone is going to kill me if I don't write him up a full shtar. So Avada Bezdin would tell him, go ahead and write up the full shtar. So if so, Hashta the Chosmu, now that the Yedim did this and signed the full shtar, Amin and Lahu, Amai Chasmisu, could we go and have tainas on the Yedim? Why did you do it? Like you want to tell me the reason why Rameya says we don't believe the Yedim when they say they were forced for their life is because it's called like a rishis, like they weren't supposed to of giving in and signed, they should let themselves be killed. Havadah's not that way. You're not supposed to let yourself be killed. You're supposed to have written it. So that just can't be Pshan Rav Meir. So if the Eidim themselves come and tell us, true, this is my signature, but right away they say, you should know it's not a truth. The shtar is not true. We were forced for our lives to do it. Why don't we believe them? There's no reason not to believe them. So it's true that even the Havamina is very shrewd in the Gemara. So the Shita speaks out that the Havamina is that before some people are like machmir upon themselves. Like some people want to be like chassidim. They want to be machmir. So the Havamina was, if you want to be a chassid, you have a right to be a chassid and let yourself be killed and not do the Avera. So without some people do that way, if you don't do that way, you're also called a mixas rishis upon yourself. So that was the Havamina that is called a little bit rishis that you don't let yourself be killed. The Gemara says it's not true though. You're not supposed to do it. You're not allowed to let yourself be killed. You're supposed to do the aver and stay alive. So if so, the Edom didn't do anything wrong. So if so, why does Ramea say we don't believe these Edom? So Gemara says, at the time of the Ramea, you know what Ramea's time is? Kidu Rav Huna. Just like Rav Huna's Svara. Omar Rav. It's the name of Rav. The Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Rav Huna says over the name of Rav. Moide Vishtar Shekosu. If the Loiva agrees that he wrote up the Shtar, in other words, usually when Reuven, the Malva, if he wants to lend money to Shimon, so Shimon the Loiva is supposed to write up a Shtar, and Loiva, the Shimon writes up the Shtar, and then when Reuven gives him over the $100, Shimon gives back to Reuven the Shtar, this deed to prove it, that he's borrowing the money. So Loch is, if the Loiva agrees that he had the Shtar written up, Moide b'shtar shekosvum, and tzorach l'kaimoi, then you don't have to be in the kind of Shtar anymore. In other words, let's say Reuven comes to Bezdin with a shtar, saying that Shimon owes me $100. Now, there's no key in here yet. Bezdin doesn't know for sure the shtar wasn't forged. So therefore, they can't collect any money. Without key, you can't use the shtar. But now, Shimon himself comes and says, Shino, I agree that I wrote you the shtar and gave it to you. But Shino, I paid you up already. That's what Shimon says. Halachra, Shimon is not believed. Because when Shimon agrees, the Leiva agrees, that he had the shtar written up, he's being the kind of shtar. He's saying the shtar is a good shtar. So once he says the good shtar is a good shtar, he's not believed anymore to say parati. You can't say you paid up. Rashi says, because usually when you pay up, you give back the shtar. So you don't have a right to say I paid you up, because if you would have paid him up, what is the Malva Ruvi still doing with the shtar? Shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Usually when the Leiva pays up the money, the Malva gives back the shtar. So if the Malva still has a shtar, if Shimon is not pleased to say, Parati, I paid you up. Satra of Hun is Kiddush. So Rashi learns that's the Pshat now case of Rameya. We're talking about now that the Leiva is agreeing that he wrote up the shtar, and the Leiva is saying, Parati, I paid you up. So since the Leiva says he agrees he wrote the shtar, that's called we have a key of the shtar. That's called the shtar of Mekuyim. So now when the Edom come and tell us, it's our Ksar, but you know we were forced. We were fourth either Machmas Afoshas, we don't believe him anymore. Because there's no more Peshos or Peshitta. Because even without the Yedim, the Shtar was already Makuyim. Because the Leiva agreed to say the Shtar was a good Shtar. So that's the Machlokes. That Ramea says when the Leiva agrees the Shtar is a good Shtar, we believe him. And the Rabbanim say no. Even if the Leiva agrees the Shtar is a good Shtar, that's not called Kiyim. Because you still have the same Svara. It's a Peshos or Peshitta with the Leiva himself. Like the Leiva is saying, Parati, I paid you up. When I say I paid you up, that means I agree the shtar was a good shtar. I'm just saying I paid you up. So the Rabbanan Svar is, I'm believed to say I paid you up. Because what do you want to say? When I say the shtar was a good shtar, I'm being mekayimit, but I myself am saying the shtar was no good, that I paid you up. So it's a peshos, a peshitta. So that's the machlekes here. When the Leiva himself agrees that the shtar was a good shtar, but I paid you up, do we believe the Leiva was a migu, like he could have been kept quiet? He could have said the shtar was no good, but he could have said mezuyif. He could have said the shtar was forged. Instead of saying the shtar was forged, he says, I paid you up. So chum say, we believe the Leiva then. And you don't have any kiyum here. Remeir says, no. When the Leiva says that he agrees the shtar was a good shtar, that's called his being the kind of the shtar. And now when he says, Parati, I paid you back, we don't believe you anymore, because you're going against the shtar. Really, the machlokes is the famous chakir with Achreinu make is when the Rabbanan said you have to have a kiyum of a shtar. And the Rabbanan said before we find out about the signatures, you can't collect with the shtar. Is it the pshat the shtar is called zero? The shtar is not worth a penny. And when you come to be mekayimit, you're making the shtar for shtar. That's the Rabbanan svara. That whoever makes kiyum is making the shtar into a shtar. So if the Leiva himself. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Mashenker Rameya holds no. When the Rabbanan said you have to have kiyum as a pshat, not that the shtar is not worth anything. The Rabbanan just said like we have to put a hold on the shtar to make sure if it's mezuyif or not. We have a chash, maybe the shtar was forged. Maybe the Edom aren't true. So there's a hold on the shtar until we find out if it was forged or not.
So the whole Yisrael Kiyim is just to take away the chashash of Ziyaf. Now once the Loivis says that the Shtar was a good Shtar, so Loivis is taken away our chashash, our worries that maybe was forged. Once we have no more worries, the Shtar by itself is a good Shtar. So maybe you don't have a right to say Prati, because the Shtar is a good Shtar. The Rabbanan say no, if you don't have a Kiyim, the Shtar is like zero, it's not worth anything. So Mela, when you come to Mekayimit, you have to make the Shtar usable. So if you say you paid up, that's not cool, you made the Shtar usable. But according to Ramei, you don't have to make the Shtar usable. The Shtar is always good. So only the Rabbanan said that, like there's a hold on it, we're not going to let you collect with the Shtar until we take away our chashash, maybe it was forged. So once you live agree it wasn't forged, there's no more chashash in the Shtar. The Shtar is a good Shtar. So you're not able to say you paid up, because the other person sold in the Shtar. This is the way Rashi learns. Right. Kufa, what did we just say? That Amar Rav Hu Amar Rav, Moide v'shtar shekosu, if the loiva agrees that I wrote up the shtar, but I'm telling you I paid it up already. The locher is ain't sarach l'kaimoi, you don't, the malva doesn't have to have kiyim anymore, the loiva was mekaimit, and the malva could collect the money with the shtar. Omale Rav Nachman said back to Rav Hu, genuva, genuva, lomaloch. Well, what do you have to steal here? In other words, really what you're saying now, this is the Shittas of Rameya. So he has a kasha, why did you say it's time in your name? You should have said it over the name of Rameya. In other words, Rameya was only a yochid, the chachamim of you. So the way you said this halacha Rav Huna Marav, it's mashum the halacha like you, and really what you're saying is only the Shittas of Rameya, but the chachamim of you on you. Like Yisri l'chok Rameya, if you really hold like Rameya, ain't malachok Rav Meya. What you should have said Rav Huna Marav is, the halacha is like Rameya. But not to say stam halacha, halacha like this, that people can make a mistake and think we're taka paskin that way. So, in other words, Rav Nachman really meant to say, I disagree with you. So, Amalei, Rav Huna says Rav Nachman, Omar heches virulei, you Rav Nachman, how do you hold? Amalei, he said back, ki also lekamon ledina, when such a star comes in front of me of the Bezdin, that the Ma'ova has a star, that there's no kiyum on the star, we don't know if the Edom are forged or not. And the Loivis says, you know, I paid up the star, Aminalu, Rav Nachman says, I take a hold, that's not called a kiyum. Even though the Leiva agrees that the shtar was once good, but since the Leiva says he paid up, he's saying now again, the shtar is zero, the shtar is not worth anything. That's not called a kiyum. So Melai tell them, Zilo kain l'shtaraychu. I tell the Malva, you go out and be the kind of shtar. Go bring me two Edom or bring me another shtar to prove that these signatures are true. The Chaisel Adina, and then I'll go and collect money with the shtar. But Kol Zaman, we have a chash. Maybe these Edim were forged. According to the Rabbanan Shita, the Rav Nachman's holding now, we say the shtar is worth zero. It's not called the shtar at all. So Mela, who's making the shtar? The Leiva. But if the Leiva says Parati, that's not called making a shtar. If you say you paid up, you can't, that's not called making a shtar. So kids, so this is the Machlekes, if the Leiva helps or not. That's the Machlekes from Meya and the Rabbanan. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav. If somebody says this star, the Malva has a deed, has a star, saying that Shimon owes him $1,000. Now that's a good star. But now somebody says the star is Amon. Amon means on trust. In other words, what happened is that for some reason the Leiva wrote up a star that I owe you $1,000 and gave it over to the Malva, even though the Malva, Reuven, did not lend him the money yet. But he just trusts the Malva to hold on to the shtar until eventually he'll lend me the money. In other words, the Leiva wants to make sure he'll get the loan. So he writes up the shtar right now and he tells the Malva, listen, here's the shtar that you owe me, that I owe you $1,000. I'll let you hold on to the shtar until eventually someday you'll lend me the money. So, kids, if you say that, then you have no right to collect the money. That's called the shtar amona. So whoever says that this shtar is not really collectible, but just the opposite, it wasn't even the loan that never took place yet, is there no name and you're not believed? So Mara says, the Koma man, who said this? Who said that the shtar is not collectible? That the loan never took place? Ilayma the Koma loiv, if you want to say the loiv says this, in other words, the Malva has a good shtar here, saying that Shimon, the loiv owes me $1,000. And the loiv now says, you should know that shtar, was the loan never took place, it's a shtar amona. For the Mara Pshit, of course he's not believed. Kol Kimine, like who believes the loiv? The Malva has a good shtar here. And Rashi says, Avada means, let the Malva be Mekayim the Shtar, and if the Malva is Mekayim the Shtar, he'll collect the money. Pshita the Leiva can't, like, get away and say that the Shtar wasn't good. The Malva has a good Shtar here.
V'yela dekama ma'alv elamai, the b'raisa means that the ma'alv himself is agreeing that I don't have a right to collect right now because I never really lent the money. Said the Gemara, tovelo bracha. Like, what do you mean he's not believed? Why shouldn't he be believed? Like, he gets a bracha for this. Like, the ma'alv is agreeing, I don't know you, you don't owe me the money. So of course the ma'alv is believed. Like, how can you believe the Malva? It's a broken what he's doing. He doesn't want to steal. Ela the Kamri Yedim. Elamai, we're talking about not the Malva, not the Leiva, but the Yedim. The Yedim that once signed in the Shtar are telling us now the Shtar isn't really a usable Shtar. So how's it talking about? Ediksav Yodim Yosim Mokamachar. If we already have a Kiyim on the Shtar, that we have another Shtar with the same signatures, and we compare the two signatures, and it's okay, so the Shtar is Mekuyim. So once the Shtar is Mekuyim, we set it like the Edim and the Shtar are telling us everything is kosher, that the loan took place. So if she did Lehman Hemen, Havada, now we're not going to believe these two Edim when they're like being Chayzer Magid. And they're telling us right now, no, the Shtar never took place, Davon never took place. Pshita, we don't believe them. If they have a Kiyim already, so once we have the Shtar's Mekuyim, it's like the Shtar is telling us everything is true. So now the Edim themselves can't tell us the opposite. They're not meant to be Chayzer Magid like we had before. We're talking about such a star that there's no kiyum yet. We do not know if the Edim were forged or not. Why don't we believe the Edim then? The Edim themselves, true, they're telling us Ksav Yadenu, it's our signatures. But they themselves are telling us the star is no good. They're telling us the Havor, the loan never took place. We only wrote up the star that maybe someday later he'll lend the money. But so far the loan never took place. So why shouldn't we believe the Edim? So what's beyond this brisa? So Gemara says, "Oh my Rabba says like this: Li'oylam dekama loiva." We're talking about now, Tanka. The loiva is the one that's saying the star is a star is a star ba'amona. So Shaila is why isn't it? It says what ain't a neman. The kashu was pshita. Gemara says, "Look, Rafuna, like Rafuna's halacha. The Amar Rafuna Marav moide b'shtasha kosvu ain't sarf l'kaimoi." Now the kids were talking about now that the shtar was not mekuyim yet. The shtar didn't have any kiyim. So if the loiva now himself like agrees, I agree I have the shtar written up, and I had Edim signed the true Edim. But I'm telling you, the loan never took place. I only wrote up the shtar now that maybe on the hope that someday you'll lend me the money. So the chiddush is we don't believe the loiva. And we say it's like moider, shtar shekosvu, the locker is, ain't sarka kaimai. Since you loiva agree that you had the shtar written up, it's called as a good shtar. And now that you're telling us the loan never took place, we don't believe you. Why don't we believe you? So Rashi says it's also like there's a chazaka that most times people do that. Rashi says, loyavid inish, the cost of the most of loyavu. That's not a normal thing to do. Just like we said before, shtar chubiyavi maboy. The loiva is not never to say parati that I paid you up, because if you paid him up, what is the mavu doing with the shtar? Here also. Like, this is not a normal thing to do. We don't believe you to say that you wrote up the shtar and gave it over, the loiva gave over the shtar to the malva, even if you didn't receive the loan. That's not a normal thing to do. So therefore, we don't believe you. That's the chiddush of his braisa. So it goes according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, that when the loiva agrees that he had the shtar written up, that's called the shtar's mekuyim, and you have a right to collect now with the shtar, even without kiyim. I'll tell you another chiddush. It could be talking about now where the Malva told us that this shtar was never really good. I never lent the money. And the kasha was then, pshita is believed. Like, how can you say it's not believed? I tell you, there's a big difference right now. We're talking about now, Reuven is the Malva. Because Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him $100. So really, Reuven is supposed to collect that $100. Now let's say Yehuda, he also has a shtar that Reuven owes him money. In other words, Yehuda once gave $100 to Reuven, and Reuven gave $100 to Shimon. So now, Shimon owes the money to Reuven, and really Reuven owes the money to Yehuda. Now, if Reuven is saying that this shtar he has that says that that Shimon owes him $100, if he's going to say it's a shtar amono, that he doesn't have a right to collect it and never lent the money, it's called chav lacherim. He's making Yehuda lose out. Because Reuven right now doesn't have any money to his name. So Yehuda comes to Reuven saying, I lent you $100, pay me back. Reuven says, I don't have the money right now. But Yehuda says, what do you mean? You have a shtar there saying that Shimon owes you $100. Go collect that money and give it to me. So in such a case, Reuven is not believed to say that shtar is no good. The Malva can't say now the shtar, I never lent the money. It's only on trust.
So I never lent the money. You're not believed, because you're called Chav Lacherim. Okay, Rav Nosson, like Rav Nosson's din. Tetan, you have Nosson Leimer. Minay, you know, Noisa Bechaverov. You owe somebody money, mona. You owe somebody $100. Bechaverov, Bechaveroi. And you owe the third person, like this case. Shimon owes Reuben $100. And Reuben owes Yehuda $100. Minayin Shemotziyim Izeh. How do you know you take the money like out from Shimon? Venoistin Lazer. And Yehuda has a right like to collect the money directly from Shimon. Because even though Yehuda only lent the money to the middleman, to Reuven, and really Yehuda just goes to Reuven and says, give me the money. But since Reuven has the right to collect the money from Shimon, Yehuda now, the first one, also has the right to go to Shimon and get the money. Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, V'nosan l'asher osham loy. Doesn't say, Rashi says, V'loik siv l'asher hoveyu. Doesn't say you have to pay the money back to the one that lent you the money. But you have to pay back the money to the one that deserves the money. What do you mean, who deserves the money? In this case, where there are three people involved, where Shimon borrowed the money from Reuven, and Reuven borrowed money from Yehuda. So now, really, Shimon owes the money to Reuven. But we say, since Reuven owes the money to Yehuda, it's as if Shimon owes the money directly to Yehuda. So Yehuda has a right to come and collect the money. If so, that's the chiddush here. We don't believe Reuven the Malva if he says the shtar is a shtar amona. Because that's called Yachav Lacherim, and the Mokesh Yachav Lacherim, we don't believe you. You have no nemonis to be Yachav Lacherim. So the way Bezin sees the shtar is a good shtar. Therefore, we give Yehuda the right to go and collect the money from Shimon. Yeah, Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Liyolam de Kamriyedim. Really, I'll tell you, no, we're talking about the Yedim. The Yedim themselves tell us that this shtar right now, even though they wrote it up, but the loan never took place. It was only on trust. And then we don't have any other kiyim. We don't know for sure the Eidim weren't forged. So the kashu was of the Kamri, Amai Lo Mehemni. Then the question was, they have a chur, a peshas, a peshitter? Like, why don't we believe the Eidim? The Eidim themselves are coming and telling us right now that true, we signed the shtar, but you know, we know the shtar never took place, the loan never took place, was on trust. So why shouldn't we believe them? The Chur, it's a peshas, a peshitter. So Marian says, Kid Rav Kana. Then the Torah says, like Rav Kana says. The Yomer Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, also liyodom sheyishoy shtar amonav tech baisai, that you're not allowed to keep such a shtar in your house. Malva, really, it's an avera. In other words, to write up such a shtar is really an avera. It's not right, because the loan never took place. So how can you write up a shtar the life and give it over to the malva, and the malva holds a shtar? It's like a big nisoyin. You have a check now that somebody owes you $1,000, and you never lent them the money. And any second now, you could just change your mind and go and collect the money. It's a tremendous nisoyin. So therefore, the loch is, you're not supposed to have such a star in your house. Bisham Shneva, the pasuk says, "Al tishkin v'lech avlo." Don't keep an avlo chet in your house. Like it's a tremendous nisoyin. You have a check here saying that Reuben owes you $1,000, and it's collectible. And you yourself know you're not allowed to collect it because you never lent him the money. So such a star, you're not allowed to keep in your house. The Yomer of